This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Dry conditions are holding back many fungal diseases in South Dakota row crops. Low-level bacterial leaf streak has been detected in some corn, but this disease is associated with drought. SDSU Extension plant pathology specialist Madeline Shires urges farmers to scout their fields regularly, especially now that corn is tasseling.
I have told producers that if they're looking about a fungicide, putting it out at that tassel to silking time point is honestly the best time to do it because it's going to provide protection from most of our yield-limiting fungal diseases.
Shires reports tar spot has been discovered in Nebraska, and it's likely going to find its way north. Again, she advises all farmers to scout, notably those in southeastern South Dakota.
So, you know, kind of Union, Minnehaha, up to Brookings, and then kind of back over and down towards Turner and Bonham County. Those are the ones that really need to be scouting their fields because they tend to be the ones that see tar spot every year, and we had yield losses associated with tar spot reported from those areas over the last 2 years.
Turning to soybeans, high heat and the lack of consistent moisture are hindering disease development.
I know we've had some root rots and that kind of thing associated with drought, and charcoal rot, I think, is one thing that we might see a lot if we kind of keep these warm, hot, drought-like conditions going. But so far, no reports of anything too crazy.
Frequent field scouting and staying in touch with agronomy specialists with SDSU Extension are primary tactics to managing crops for disease. Visit extension.sdstate.edu to learn more.